Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, and this is Agenda Weekly. Thank you so much for joining me again this week. I really appreciate it. Back in October 9th of 2021, we had an episode called The COVID Conspiracy. And I went through the timeline of all the things that had happened up to that point that showed us very clearly this thing was premeditated, it was planned, it wasn't an accident, it wasn't just randomly released. They knew what they were doing and they had a plan behind it. And I covered all the things up until that point that we knew about, some of which being, you know, many of you have seen the clip of from January 11th, 2017, Fauci saying Trump will deal with a pandemic. There will be a surprise outbreak during his presidency. And people thought, isn't that a peculiar thing to say? This isn't a normal thing that happens. It's never happened before. Why would he say that? And then we went through the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the different things that happened there. We're back in September of 2019. They'd blacked out all their websites, and the Chinese military had been surrounding it. We could see that from satellite imagery back in September, 3 or 4 months before the supposed pandemic started. So, and there was many other details. I encourage you to watch that. It's the October 9th, 2021 episode. Watch it. I watched it this week and learned so much. So many things I'd forgotten, like, oh, I forgot about that. Oh, I forgot about that. And as I watched it, I realized, boy, there was an incredible amount of information in that episode. But then I realized since then, so much has happened. We're going to talk about the COVID conspiracy part two, about what we've learned since then that shows this entire thing has been a script from every single part of it. The way what the media has said, what the medical industry has done, the vaccines, the every single little detail of this was a script. It's shocking, and I will prove this to you and I will show you the details, but we can't allow ourselves to be so brainwashed by the media and the narrative that we forget that. This had nothing to do with helping people. This had nothing to do with, you know, oh, solving a problem of a worldwide pandemic. No, it was about creating a worldwide pandemic. It was about making sure the solutions put businesses under, so they could get more monopolistic control of big business. It was to introduce a vaccine that would damage and hurt people and kill them and disease them. And I know that all sounds extreme. We know this now as a fact because of the Pfizer documents that were released. They were wanting to hold them for 75 years so everyone would be dead that had to deal with the pandemic. But a judge, as you know, said, no, you have to release them now. But that's some of the things we're going to talk about this week, and it's very important information because as you get it down, watch part one and then watch this part two, you get it down, you share it with others. Because when people see evil at this level from people they thought, I can trust my doctor, I can trust the health organizations that are here just for our health, and you realize, no. When we see the Biden administration was carefully censoring anyone that spoke the truth, anyone that exposed the lies that, again, they knew were lies, not just us looking at go, hey, this doesn't make sense. They knew now because the documents showed they knew that these vaccines were deadly to people. And most importantly, because this fits into the globalist plan, they knew it would destroy fertility in women and in men, and that, as we've talked about 100 times on Agenda Weekly, that's their number one goal worldwide, is to cut population below 500 million. You can never lose sight of that, because if you do, then you start to think like the average guy thinks, oh, they couldn't do something like this. But when you know, no, that's their number one goal, and they've stated it over and over again, we have to depopulate the world, then you realize, okay, they are that evil. I'm not that evil, so it doesn't make sense to me, but they are. I've got a lot of information here and a lot of pages of stuff I want to share and a lot of video clips, and I'll try to do it as quickly as I can. but these are important things. And as I go through this information, one of the key things to stay focused on and to not lose sight of is, even with all this information out there and all the people that have just dropped dead and the blood clots and the infertility and the miscarriages and the birth rates that are dropping worldwide, even with all that, they're still pushing this to everyone and to get it now. I know next Tuesday, all students at Yale University have to have had their boost or they're out. They're kicked out of the school where they're paying $100,000 a year to go to school. They've already all had to have their vaccination, as is the case in almost every school in America, but now they have to have a boost. Well, you'll see too, the more shots you have, the more detrimental effects it's going to have on you. In 2021, 2 years ago, in Hong Kong, they did a study on mice, and they gave them an injection of the COVID shot. And there was significant damage to the mice after the first shot. But then they gave them a second injection, and there was catastrophic damage. The hearts of the mice started to become enlarged and inflamed. There was white spots that formed on the hearts. And we're seeing these same things in humans now, the myocarditis and all these athletes dropping, 1,598 young athletes just in America in the last year. Well, again, this is a bioweapon. You don't inject young people with something that you know in studies 2 years ago causes inflammation of the heart and these spots to be forming on the heart. You're like, no, the heart's kind of necessary for life, so we're not going to do something that damages the heart. So that's a general overview. But now to get into specifics. Was this a script? Were they following a script to do all the things that have been done over the last 3 years? The evidence is crystal clear. Yes, they were. There have been 10 different trial events over the last several years. Event 201 we talked about, the one in October of 2019 that Bill Gates sponsored, of, you know, this fake event where there had been a coronavirus escaped and there was a worldwide pandemic. And so they were preparing media, governments, medical industry to know, here's how we would respond if that were to happen. And of course, it had already been released in China when they were having that meeting. It was very strategic. But as time has gone by now, we realize there's some other key documents. One of the videos we have below this week, you have to watch. Take the extra time. It's an hour video, but you need to see it. It's called SPARS 2025 to 2028. It's this fictitious pandemic that of SPARS instead of SARS, only one letter off. It was published in 2017 by Johns Hopkins University. And if you go through that, they talk about this worldwide pandemic and it lasts for 3 years. And here's what they're going to do each step of the 3 years. And you look at that now today. We're in year three of the pandemic. And as you look at this, and there's a whole video on it where they go through it, and you need to watch it and listen to all the key details that come out. But literally the tweets and things they were doing in this paper, talking about social media, how they had to control it and they had to silence all opposition, are the exact tweets and things that happened during the pandemic. Our time frame was just 2020 to 2023. I mean, it's sobering. It literally was the script. It's too coincidental to be an accident. It's exact how they would do all the things they have done, even though those were things that had never been done before. Anyway, as you go through that, you see, okay, this was totally scripted, totally planned from day one. They had to have a lot of trial events and an actual written script to go through so everyone would do what they wanted them to do. If you had a real, a natural pandemic, which just don't really hardly ever happen. But if you had one of those, you'd have a lot of different people trying different things in different countries. They didn't want that because some of the countries might come across something that solved the problem, like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or vitamin D or zinc or any of those things that we know worked. And they don't want you. They want everyone on the same plan because then they can manipulate the outcome of that plan. And that's what it was all about. On a side note, another one of the videos this week, it was from Project Veritas, where they did the hidden interview with a Pfizer executive, and he said, and you can watch it, it's below, that they're coming out with different mutations of COVID and other things so they can have more vaccines and things to sell. That's how evil things have gotten. I could talk more and more about this just myself, but I want to go to someone that is in a position to be so respected, so admired, so believed. Dr. Michael Eden, he has been in the past the vice president of Pfizer. So he's not an anti-vaxxer, he's not an anti-big pharma. Just a few years ago, he is the vice president of Pfizer. Okay, he's one of the top doctors in the world. He has so many credentials that make him believable. And you realize also very quickly, this is destroying his life speaking up, but he feels like he has to because he cannot believe what is going on. And all his predictions that he made since 2020 have come true exactly because in 2020, unlike a lot of us that didn't know for sure what was going on, he knew what was going on. Why? He was trained in the medical schools, just like all these doctors like Fauci talking. At the same time, they were trained. He's their same age, roughly. And he said, when they were saying all these different things, I knew they knew it was a lie. So I started to dig in and find out, well, why are they lying then? The things they're saying that will help with this, not spread, or help whatever, they're not. That's not true. And I know they know that's not true. So he dug in, and he found so much. But watch this clip of him talking about just what he's learned over the last 3 years and the conclusions he's come to that are very sobering.
So, yes, I think it would be fair to say I'm the most qualified former pharmaceutical company executive speaking anywhere in the world. That was true early in 2020, and it's still true now. Sadly, as you say, I have a proper training in biochemistry, toxicology, and then a research-based PhD on opiates and respiration. Then I spent 23 years in Big Pharma, leaving Pfizer as their vice president and worldwide head of respiratory research in 2011. And then I worked for 10 years in biotech. I founded a biotech company myself. I was the CEO, and I led that through financing, clinical trials, and it was acquired by Novartis in 2017. So the point of saying this is I think I am the peer scientifically of anyone you will hear on the TV in public health, like Dr. Fauci or Sir Patrick Vallance in the UK, or any of the senior pharmaceutical R&D staff that are running the vaccine R&D programs right now. I know personally three of the four people running it. And I realized very early on, March 2020, that basically we were under attack. And I knew this for this reason. We had imposed upon us lockdowns, an absurd prison slang type of approach for which there was no precedent anywhere in public health. So basically the lockdown told us that there was a supranational plot, I'm afraid, to impose these measures upon us. And then if I just make three quick points. The first is, we've been lied to by government officials and corporate types about absolutely everything to do with this so-called virus pandemic, the severity of the public health threat, the necessity to lock down asymptomatic transmission, the use of masks, mass testing, and finally, vaccines. Every single part of the narrative, every single part is a lie, scientifically proven. And I know that the people like Fauci, like Sir Patrick Vallance, were lying through the TVs to the audience because we share a common training. I've trained at the same kind of universities at the same time. That meant we had the same foundational training, for example, in immunology. And then when they said things I knew were not true, I knew that they knew that too, and that they were lying to you. And that was what kickstarted me from very early on.
So a guy that is kind of a liberal, been in the system his whole life, benefited from the system, but he sees those inconsistencies. And so he knew day one, I know they know they're lying. See, we didn't know that at first. We always give people the benefit of the doubt. Well, maybe this is something new. They're not sure what to do with. But he knew that. Here's another key little short clip from him about the vaccines, why it didn't make sense to ever have a vaccine. I wouldn't know this, and you probably wouldn't know this unless you're a doctor, but that's what he has done for a living his whole life. Listen to this. It's so important, especially for the future, so we know not to buy into these lies ever again.
There is no question. These people are lying to you. When people lie to you, it's to hide something or to introduce something. And I think they are introducing these so-called vaccines. And to cut to the chase, there was no necessity whatsoever to introduce something called a vaccine. Let me just explain why. The younger people my age, I'm 62, so a youngish fit person or younger, almost none of them died of this so-called virus. So why would you want to vaccinate all the population when most people have got perfectly satisfactory immunity? So that was one thing. And yet Bill Gates and others wanted a needle in every arm, and they still want a needle in every arm. But I've got something even more fatal to the narrative. Most people will know that you're offered, usually free, an annual flu vaccine. Well, the thing is, I had a look at the meta-analysis over a decade in the UK, and it turns out that flu vaccines do not reduce severe flu or deaths from flu in the UK. And I can tell you why they don't work. The reason that elderly, frail people are vulnerable is their immune system slowed down and doesn't respond well to new challenges. Why in the world would you think they'd respond well to vaccines? And they don't. So the people who get benefit don't need it, and the people who are at risk of death don't get the benefit. The whole thing is a lie. Don't go near these so-called vaccines.
I thought that was so interesting. His study of the flu vaccines and their effectiveness showed they're not effective at all, because old people that have compromised immune systems, they're not going to be working like they should to build up the immunity through the vaccine either. So it doesn't help them. And young people don't need it because they have healthy immune systems. So it's just stunning. But we also know now we don't want these shots or any of these shots because they're turning them all into mRNA vaccines here in the near future. They're going to make every single vaccine that is taken be one of these. Can you imagine the death and devastation and infertility that's going to happen as they're doing this? But that's what they've said. That's the goal now. I hope this will broaden your understanding of the conspiracy. There's hundreds of people I could have got clips from. It's hard to know which ones to use, which what not to use, what facts to state, but this is important. And another person that is key in this, as I said before, is Dr. Naomi Wolf. And so she had a team of 1,000 people help her go through all the Pfizer documents and studied everything that they knew before it was released to the public. She wanted to know what did they know and what didn't they know. And they knew almost everything. And that's why her conclusion is, with no reservation, 100% certainty, this COVID shot was a bioweapon.
The facts are incontrovertible. It's not just a failed experiment. I would respectfully go beyond what Dr. Malone, how Dr. Malone characterized it. You can't help concluding, looking at these reports, that Pfizer and the FDA knew that it was causing stroke, knew that it was causing infertility, knew that babies were dying, knew that fetuses were dying, knew that baby boys' testes were being degraded, and they kept going. So I think it's a successful experiment on killing and maiming human beings. And I think the Chinese background and funding and giant money transfers, you know, through these nonprofits to leading people in our world and in the West you know, certainly help to explain this. This is why I am certain it's a bioweapon.
If you're interested in digging in deeper, like I said before, go to Amazon. I think that's the only place that's available, and look up Naomi Wolf's new book, and it has all of the details of what they found in those Pfizer documents. The facts are they knew it would destroy the reproduction, and they still pushed it. That's how evil this is.
This is the greatest crime against humanity. If I can pivot now to the latest report, report number 52, that shows a systematic war on the reproduction level of Western Europe and North America, that adds another important piece to this horrific puzzle. All right. So Dr. Robert Chandler, who's been one of the great leaders and experts in this effort, he's a sports medicine physician who's treated the Angels and the Lakers, very distinguished, a peer reviewer. He completed extensive research looking at government databases around the world, and he recaps with two very important findings, and he was instrumental in a couple of these. One is he's reminding us that within 48 hours, the lipid nanoparticles in the mRNA accumulate in the ovaries, right? Other organs too, but in the ovaries. And with the second injection, they accumulate more. With the third injection, they accumulate more. The point is he's seen, and our experts have seen, no mechanism whereby these materials, which include industrial fats covered in polyethylene glycol, leave the ovaries. And I really want every woman, every grandma, you know, every teenage girl listening, anyone who loves a woman, to really process that every time you get an injection, it packs your ovaries with this alien material. Then he also wants to remind people that there was this trial, Pfizer trial of 40,000 people. They deliberately excluded pregnant women, but nonetheless, 270 of them got pregnant. Pfizer and the FDA managed to lose the records of 236 of those, which is itself illegal. But of the 34 pregnant women whose pregnancies were completed, over 80% of them lost their babies. The babies died. And that's important to recap. And we're seeing grotesque rises, as we've been reporting here for months, in spontaneous abortions and miscarriages. And I just had a horrifying, lengthy interview with Dr. Chandler, in which he warned that he's the guy who also found that Pfizer has a table of like 20 plus horrible names for horrible things that happen to women's menstrual cycles in their documents, meaning Pfizer knew, right? The FDA knew that it would ruin women's menstrual cycles, millions of women, and they just kept going. And he also found that 16% of the adverse events sustained by women, who themselves are 72% of those who suffer adverse events, are, in Pfizer's own words, quote, reproductive disorders. So they knew they were ruining human reproduction. They knew it.
And yet, if you go to the CDC website today, they have an article titled Myth and Facts about COVID-19. And they say, myth, the ingredients in COVID-19 vaccines are dangerous. And here's what they say the facts are. Listen to this. This is right now at the CDC when all this other information has come out. The COVID-19 vaccine includes harmless pieces of the virus that causes COVID-19. They are pieces of what is often called the spike protein. These give instructions to cells in your body to create an immune response. After the body produces an immune response, it discards all the vaccine ingredients. Total lie. These top doctors are saying it doesn't leave. And it's just unbelievable, total lie. But then also one of the other facts. Myth, COVID-19 vaccines will affect my fertility. Here's what they say right now, today. Fact, currently, no evidence shows that any vaccines, including COVID-19 vaccines, cause fertility problems. Just even though Pfizer studied 80% miscarriages in pregnant women, and what's going on worldwide, we see the birth rates dropping by over 10% in all the countries that have had the shots. Total liars.
So now let's fast forward 9 months after the rollout, the mass rollout of this mRNA injection. Dr. Chandler has found that 9 months following the rollout, substantial birth rate drops were seen in 13 of 19 European countries, and also England and Wales, Australia, and Taiwan. He found that the decline of births in Switzerland was the largest decline in 150 years, a steeper decline than during two world wars, the Great Depression, and the wide rollout of available birth control. There was an 8.3% drop in the birth rate of Germany through three quarters of this year, 2022. England and Wales had a 12% birth rate drop through June of 22, which is when their government stopped publishing data related to this. Remember, I reported that the BBC had to publish a spike in miscarriages and spontaneous abortions. Well, they decided to stop looking over there in Britain in June of this past year. Taiwan reported an alarming birth rate drop, but its data also are incomplete. Australian birth rates, I hope you're sitting down, fell 21% from October to November 2021, followed by a 63% decrease from November to December of 2021. Dramatic drop. And on August 25th, 2022, a Swiss research group called Hagemann Group published a statement regarding the decline of live births in Europe. Quote, "My analysis puts the monthly birth figures in relation to the average of the last 3 years. In advance, it should be noted that every single examined European country shows a monthly decline in birth rates of up to more than 10% compared to the last 3 years. I can show that this very alarming signal cannot be explained by infections with COVID-19. However, one can establish a clear temporal correlation to COVID vaccinations incidence in the age group of men and women between 18 and 49 years, meaning childbearing age. Therefore, in-depth statistical and medical analyses have to be demanded." So Dr. Chandler has categorically proven the mechanism for the drop in birth rate, the fact that Pfizer knew and the FDA knew that women's fertility was going to be ruined, as well as men's fertility ruined by these injections, that they went ahead anyway, that 80% of the babies that they followed died, and they went ahead anyway. And now 9 months later, there is a double-digit drop in live births in Western Europe and other advanced countries like Australia. And, you know, we haven't seen the numbers for the United States. I'll ask him to work on that. But this fits in completely with what Natalie Winters is finding and this bioweapon theory, because they're killing off Western Europe.
Now, a lot of people might wonder why they're really focusing on Europe and America. And they are. They're just pushing the boosters, pushing on everyone. And I think it's because we're the only countries in the world that really have a tradition of freedom, a tradition of people who will stand and fight tyrants. And they want to just eliminate the effectiveness and the strength of America and the European countries, because the rest of the countries of the world pretty much just go along to get along with whatever, because they're just in survival mode. They're worrying about what they're going to eat today, so they're not worried about all this. Thankfully, a lot of the other countries of the world, like in Africa, have said no to the vaccine. They already don't trust these people because of all of the lies they've been told and the damage that has been done. But that's why I think they're really going after America. In that SPARS 2025-2028 documentary below, it talks about the globalist plans from decades ago, where they said they need a virus to cut world population dramatically because we don't need so many people anymore. So again, these things are just right in your face. But Dr. Eden here then explains how these things are doing that. A lot of people go, why are they killing people? But your body knows what cells are part of yourself and what cells are not part of yourself. And it always attacks those that are foreign, like cancer cells and things. And the body's designed to do that. But what's happening with these shots, your own body is becoming the enemy because they've put these spike proteins in there and the genetic information. So your cells are creating these spike proteins and your body says that's an enemy. So your body is attacking itself.
Every person who's injected with a product that contains messenger RNA that codes for something that doesn't belong in your body, will induce an autoimmune reaction. So here's the thing. This, I think, will resonate. No one else has said this. Have you noticed that there's a wide range of side effects from the existing mRNA vaccines, myocarditis, neurological conditions, brain blood clots, deep vein thrombosis, and so on? I think I know why. When you get injected with one of these materials, they don't deposit evenly around the body. That sometimes more of it will go to one vascular bed than another. So if it goes mostly to your heart, I think those are the people who've got myocarditis. And so I believe that wherever it lands in your body, in the heart or blood vessels in the brain or in your legs, whatever, if it gets taken up and expressed there, you end up showing non-self to your immune system, which comes in and destroys that tissue. And maybe cell by cell, it won't kill you on day one. But that's why people get progressive illness quite often, and they're just constantly sick. So here's the thing. If you get a lot of deposition in the heart, you'll get myocarditis or pericarditis. If you get a lot of distribution in your brain or spinal cord or peripheral nervous system, any one of a number of horrible neurological conditions that you've seen, people shaking uncontrollably and so on. If it lands in the back of your eye, you'll get loss of vision suddenly in one eye. And that's happened to two people I know. What else? If it lands in your ovaries, infertility, your immune system will destroy the egg cells in your ovary. If it lands in pregnant uterus, stillbirth, or premature delivery. So you get the point. What I've told you explains all the effects, the fact that people aren't becoming ill and dying, and the huge diversity of adverse events that they are just ignoring. It's all clearly there in public databases. It's not an accidental side effect. It's built into the mechanism. So I describe these as toxic by design. And that's why I know it's deliberate and malign. I would say it's immunology 101. You would be taught it in the first couple of weeks of any basic immunology course. That's how you distinguish self from non-self and keep yourself, you know, safe and healthy. So do not allow yourself, no matter the price and the punishment and the threats, to be injected by these mRNA products. If you've been unfortunate enough to have had one, today's a good day to resolve not to have any more. And there are several groups working on potential antidotes and recoveries. But don't take the chance. They're not there for your health. They're there ultimately to depopulate.
So that's why there's so many different things being caused by this. It depends where that substance settles in your body, and that determines what kind of problem you're going to have. But here's a key point that he made, very important, of why then, if COVID wasn't that serious, why were there so many deaths?
And one thing I wanted to mention, people might say, well, if it wasn't as bad as you say, this virus, and it wasn't an emergency, how did they all die? And I can tell you, medical murder. I mean, it's absolutely shocking. A lot of people were admitted to hospital, and if they had a positive test, PCR test, we were told they were a COVID admission. Those people were given remdesivir, which is a supposed antiviral, but it actually destroys the kidneys in about 20 to 30% of patients. It's so toxic you shouldn't give it. But here's the thing, they're also giving them mechanical ventilation, what you would not be expected to know, and the public should not be expected to know, because they think of mechanical ventilation as life-saving. Well, sure, it is if you've come in with a road traffic accident or if you're having to have open chest surgery. But I tell you what, in my 30 years experience, we never ventilated someone of 80 with other diseases because they had flu. Why not? Really important, this one. Influenza-like illnesses, including COVID, are not obstructive airway diseases. They don't obstruct your airway. If you're breathless, you need oxygen, but you definitely don't want to be sedated, intubated, and ventilated, because that on its own is incredibly aggressive to an elderly person. And then they whacked IV remdesivir, midazolam, and morphine, and they did it at higher doses than usual. It's not hidden.
So the top people like Dr. Fauci and stuff, they knew what they were doing. Ventilators kill you. Remdesivir kills you. Sedating people and putting on a ventilator kills them, guaranteed. Because then your body's all relaxed and can't even breathe on its own. And then, but again, it's I think it's hard for us to accept these things because we would never do something like this. But we have to know that's how evil these people are. I mean, today we're entering a new phase where the medical industry is not focusing on public health anymore. They're focusing on depopulation. That is the entire focus of modern medicine, big pharma, big medical industry. That doesn't mean every single doctor is that way, but the information each individual doctor is getting is corrupted because this is the goal. They want to cut the elderly. Those of you that are 60 and over watching this, which is a lot of the audience, the reason they want to get rid of you is they don't want to pay Social Security for you. That's why all the countries of the world are trying to eliminate the elderly. It's like, we don't want to have to pay for that because they don't have the money to, because they didn't put it away like they're supposed to. They spent it all. And so there's a crisis coming and they know it. And we have it coming in America. Social Security by 2035 is bankrupt. It'll be 100% of those payments to make those payments will be 100% of what comes into the government. We know that. No one's doing anything about it. Well, they are. This is what they're doing about it. If we can have another phase of pandemic or convince more elderly to get their boosters, they're going to all be disappearing. They won't be around in 2035. That's how rotten this thing is. There has to be another pandemic or world war or something by 2030. From their perspective, I've read their stuff. I've listened to their speeches. I'm just telling you, by 2030, there will be some major thing happening. And it will be orchestrated by them because they're in control of the events of the world. That's what they do. And so, anyway, knowing that, we have to pay attention.
Things keep confirming what I guessed in 2020, which was this is totalitarian control, and ultimately they're going to depopulate, which sounds crazy. I was the sort of person who listened to the BBC and read the Times newspaper until 2020. I have no history of involvement in unusual campaigns. And I would have chuckled at conspiracy theorists, present company excepted. But I'm now joining you. It's absolutely obvious that if you inject people with mRNA, it doesn't matter what it encodes for. What did we hear a month ago? The pharmaceutical companies are remanufacturing all the old vaccines in mRNA form. And they've ordered, or there are business terms with each government for to buy 10 injections per man, woman, and baby in every country. And I can assure you, you could not possibly stand up to 10 of these injections.
We know each shot doubles down on the negative effects on a person. So if people were literally going to have 10 of these shots, which they're all going to in the future because they're going to make them all mRNA technology. So right now, today, the average child in America that goes to school has to have 72 shots to be able to go to the public school system. 72, that's the thing today. And now they're adding COVID to that. But all of them are going to be mRNA technology. Do you understand that? That's what you have to understand. So it's going to literally wipe out mankind before mankind has a chance to say, wait a minute, what's going on here? And it's going to make them all not capable of reproducing. So even if they know then, and even if they sue the companies and get money back, mankind's dying off. That's their goal. It's that evil, which is hard to comprehend. But he said, here's how he thinks they're going to do it. This is key. Why they had the pandemic, for multiple reasons, which I'll get into in a minute, tell you the why of what they did and then what we need to do. But how they're going to then use all of these circumstances to implement two things that if they get just those two things, it will be hard to oppose them ever again.
But I can see how easily they could put us in a position where you get no choice. So just cutting to the chase, what I think is going to happen, and I wish I wasn't being right, I think they will make digital ID mandatory, not necessarily vaccine passport, but that would do. Digital ID will become mandatory, and you will not be able to shop or travel or work without it or get healthcare. And I think the other thing they'll do is withdraw cash and replace all currency with central bank digital currencies. At that point, if they say, if you don't get your next jab, we will not allow you to buy gasoline or travel or buy food, that the system I've just described is trivial. It's already ready to go. So I say to people, use cash, diversify the businesses you buy from. Any business that won't take cash, tell them you're not going to work with them anymore. And for goodness sake, tell people. I don't care if it might be a little embarrassing.
This is already coming, as you know. It's supposed to start in America this summer. Here's an article about Norway pushes ahead with digital currency. The experimental phase is due to end in mid-2023. Several banks are already stopping cash payments and not giving out cash anymore over in Norway. Europe is always ahead of us in all the bad things that happen, but that's where the world's going. But if they can get digital IDs and digital money, then it's going to make it really painful to stand against them. But we still need to, regardless. And the good news is millions and millions of people are waking up because information like this is spreading and it's waking people. So I am confident that the creative, independent, freedom-loving people in America and throughout the world are going to come up with alternatives, alternative payment systems, whether it's a Bitcoin or something like that or something else, and food systems, educational systems, we already have that, homeschooling, and everything else. So don't be discouraged by this as much as just have your eyes opened to the enemy that is there satanically to just wipe out populations, to enforce slavery on the world, and we have to say no to that. This conspiracy is so broad and so vast, it's really hard to comprehend. But the Biden administration from the beginning has been censoring anyone who stated anything that went against the script, went against this is what Big Pharma says and this is what we must do. Even when it was top doctors that were talking, that's how you know how rotten it is. It's not like an average little guy's talking and they're like, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's not an expert. It was the top experts in the world, like Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Michael Eden, and all these other ones that said, there's a problem here. And they just silenced them. So they're complicit in this criminal activity that has taken place. The colleges and universities, there's someone at those colleges and universities that have studied the issues and realized, hey, this isn't good. And the hospitals, they were just in it for money. And the media continually spewing the lies. And on it goes. Dr. Fauci is a criminal that makes Hitler look like a joke. I mean, a total joke. And that's not an exaggeration. Far more than 6 million people are going to die from his actions and already have died, but will continue to die. So the conspiracy is clearly out in the open for anyone that has eyes to see. And I'm glad that you do. The three main things they were trying to accomplish from my point of view is they wanted to have a bioweapon so they could make trillions of dollars. They could cut competition in the business world and they could sell this vaccine to all the countries of the world and then have to have boosters and where it's just an endless money supply coming in of trillions of dollars. So it would fund their future operations. Number two, it was, and this is first and foremost, to cut population. They want to cut the world's population by 50% by 2030. That's in 7 years. So they want 4 billion people to die in the next 7 years. So will there be wars or pandemics? Yes, guaranteed. There absolutely will. And then lastly, they wanted to orchestrate the fear and the disaster and the economic collapse and all those things that they created with the pandemic. They wanted to then get a system where they can implement a digital ID and currency because that gives you total control.
People always ask me, why are they doing it? And they claim they claim there's a necessity to reduce the population because the world is overpopulated. It's not true. If you look at the density of people on the planet and the rate of growth now is almost zero, it's almost flattened out People like Musk have said the biggest problem in 50 years is a falling population. So rule that one out. We're not overpopulated. We're also not running out of so-called fossil fuels. There's loads of coal and oil. And the climate, we are not destroying the climate. That they've had 50 years worth of lies on that front. So I've ruled out the things I would like there to be a reason. And I get to the conclusion that they're doing it because, one, because they can. I think they've been planning it for decades. And secondly, I think they believe it's their, I don't know, a birthright. I think it's, but I do believe it's diabolical. It's not science-based. These people, they want control, and they're quite happy to, I think they're going to kill 90% of the population if we don't stop them.
Your role in spreading information, telling neighbors and friends and family, don't get another shot if you've already had one. And if you haven't, please don't get the one of those shots. And then giving them good information on that is so vital. Because if it's not stopped, if everyone keeps getting the boosters, the death rate's going to keep increasing and increasing, as we've already seen. All the insurance companies are telling us, man, the death rate, especially among the young, like 18 to 55 or so, is just skyrocketing. And the birth rates are dropping, which means populations are going to start dramatically decreasing. But if they keep getting the shots, we're going to see millions and millions and millions die right in America over the next 5-10 years. But that is going to keep awakening more people. Those that are left are going to be unified against big government, big pharma, big medicine, the globalists, the World Economic Forum, nonsense, the climate change lies, and the digital surveillance society they're trying to create. Every day that goes by, as more people see the truth, because they have someone they know die that's young and healthy, and they drop dead because they got the shot and things like that, it's going to keep awakening more and more people. Their plans are being exposed in light of the truth. They know that, so anything is possible, like I said before. But I think the dramatic things they're going to do by 2030 are going to backfire on them as they try to tighten that noose around our neck. When they don't have quite total control yet, they weren't able to censor the internet completely before they got control, so information is getting out. It's going to backfire, and more people are going to be waking up. Some of the solutions, say no to big pharma and big medicine. Try to be healthy. I encourage all of you to go on a diet today. If you're overweight, it's wrong for you to do that to yourself. God gave you a body to take care of it, to stay healthy, to exercise, to eat what's right. Stop eating the junk. Start taking vitamins and exercising. Lose weight if you need to. Get off of their medications if you're able. We need to start building community, like we've talked about, but in a more earnest way. The big systems have all been corrupted. Big education, big medicine, big government, big pharma. It's all been corrupted. They've hijacked all of it. So we need to start small systems at the local level. That's the future. Going back to the Little House on the Prairie days, where a community is self-contained. Everything that community needs is produced by that community. And they know where to get it, and they know the person that provides that for them. The food sources are so vital. As they're now going to start giving the mRNA vaccines to animals, it's going to taint the entire food supply. And they're going to try to get you to start eating crickets and bugs and things, which are toxic to people. If you study it, it is toxic. But again, that's their goal. Depopulate, get more control. Get more systems in place to punish those who disagree. We need to say no. We want alternative systems for food, clothing, shelter, energy. And it's the Christian thing to do. Christianity is all about relationships. It's all about us loving our neighbor and getting to know our neighbor and being a blessing to them and teaching them to be a blessing to others, because that's what God would have us to do. We just need to do that, but you got to start with the basics. Food, shelter, energy and things, income, different types of streams, doing one of the durable trades, learning some of those things that give you real skills in the real world that you can use. But there's so much I could have said on this. I feel like I didn't cover it adequately, but hopefully I gave you enough. I watched 20 or 30 hours of different experts talking this week on this topic, and it's all out there, the information that clearly shows this has been a purposeful conspiracy from day one to destroy, to enslave, and to cause suffering and fear in people so that government can step up and take total control. I just ask you to pray that the awakening that's happening, and I'm encouraged by that, will end in repentance and a return to biblical principles. That's what we need. The family has to operate the way God said it needs to operate. The government has to operate the way God said it has to operate. And the church has to be doing the things it's supposed to be doing. The church, in reality, is what knits a community together. And most churches today are not doing that. They need to be doing that. They're the ones that can orchestrate the delivery of the goods and services amongst the people. And so that, again, in the church, in the community around the church, is everything the people need for life and for prosperity and blessing and a meaningful existence. Our verse for this week is Mark 10, 27. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with man it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Don't forget that. Don't be discouraged. He had us born for such a time as this, right now, but we need to do the things that make sense to do, are wise to do, as we see the storm clouds, as we see the enemy gaining control of almost everything in our society. We need to get back to the family, to the church, and the local community, and come up with solutions to our problems. He made us very creative because we're made in His image, and we need to use that creativity to bless our neighbors. But anyway, I hope this helped. And until next week, God bless you.